Welcome back. 417, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, kind of a quiet day?
The House is out, the Senate is out, and the President has no real schedule, so it's been quiet all around.
Yeah. I saw your story on the Fed's promising swimming pool rules will be flexible. You kind of have to bring me up to speed on this. I know you and I have talked about this at some point not all that long ago. Refresh my memory. What is this all about?
So initially, back in January, the administration announced that it had gone through there are some updates to the Americans with Disabilities Act in 2010, and
right.
Back in January of this year, the administration said that those updates applied to public swimming pools, which had been one of the questions, essentially meaning that all swimming pools that are publicly accessible, you know, in hotels and recreation centers and whatnot, community recreation centers, would have to be ADA compliant, which, according to the department's guidance, meant they would have to have either elevators to get disabled folks into the water, or lifts, which are essentially these arms with slings to get them into the water, or accessible ramps. And they're supposed to have two different types of ways. This applies to swimming pools and spas. So even the small whirlpools or whatnot that you see on the sides of these community rec centers and whatnot would also have to have these. And the big question was, how rough was the department going to be in enforcing that? And, you know, the initial deadline was, I think, mid-March, and a bunch of, and pools were saying this was going to be, they coined the word Poolmageddon, that they were going to have that much trouble complying. In fact, there was a report that there simply weren't even enough lifts available for all of the pools out there to be able to comply in time. So the department actually gave an initial stay and said, okay, we won't enforce this for a few months. Earlier this month, they actually issued an even broader stay and said, we aren't going to enforce it until next year, and then yesterday issued new guidelines, which actually seem like they're backing off of this as much as possible. They're saying all future pools do have to comply, but existing pools only have to comply if it's really, really, really easy and inexpensive to comply, which I imagine won't be, you know, unless the lifts are that easy to get and install for, you know, the type of pool you have. It probably means that most pools that exist right now won't have to go dig up their concrete to build a ramp or to build a lift emplacement or anything like that.
Yeah, it sounds almost it would be some type of crane situation where you'd have to move people over the water and then lower them into it and then retrieve them in the same fashion. I've never seen anything like that. Have you?
No, I actually haven't seen an actual lift in operation, though. I am a swimmer, and as I got out of the pool this morning, I actually saw a sign on the side of the wall talking about lifts, and essentially, I think it was a sign inside the lifeguard shack that had instructions for operating one. So, you know, I guess these things exist, and some of these places have already gone. The fact that this was a printed sign, like on a printed piece of paper, suggested that the pool I was at was trying to comply with the rules before the deadline, so this seemed like one of the places that was scrambling to comply. And I've actually heard stories about hotels where the same thing has happened, where the hotels were basically tearing up concrete to try and install one of these methods, and basically rolling their eyes, you know, well, the federal government, we got to do it. So a lot of pressure on these pools to do this, and obviously it turns out the federal government now saying, well, we didn't mean to imply that much pressure.
Okay, and I'm assuming the timing of the Fed's announcement was a coincidence that we're getting ready to go into the Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I can't imagine that was a coincidence. I imagine they wanted to. And you know, there's an issue here in that for the Americans with Disabilities Act is pretty severe when you're not in compliance.
Yeah.
And basically, it opens you up to any lawyer that had wanted to sue and demand compliance could have done that if the Justice Department had decided these should have kicked into effect. And so, both the delay in time to January and then the, hey, boys, we're not really going to try and pressure you too hard. There are pretty strict standards we're following here about what's cost effective, had to be good news for those pools. Of course, on the other side, it still remains with this department to decide what they mean by flexible. So pools, you have to be a little worried.
Yeah. You know, it occurs to me, though, if you have these rules and yet you don't enforce them, why do we even have them in the first place? You know?
Well, I guess the one thing about that would be certainly going forward. Every new pool that's built from here on out will obviously have to, and I assume a lot of them will do the ramp solution. I don't know exactly how that works with some of the smaller spas you might find, but they'll all have to take steps from here on out to make these accessible, which obviously will probably bump the cost on a lot of them, or maybe it will change designs from what people had intended. It'll be interesting to see how folks end up complying.
Yeah. We get reaction from, both sides of the aisle?
So there's still action to try and erase this entirely. In fact, the House spending bill that passed, I guess now 2 weeks ago or so, that dealt with the Justice Department's for the year spending for next year actually defunds the department's ability to enforce these rules at all. And that's the way that Congress normally fights back now, since it's almost impossible to get a resolution of vetoing a regulation through. Congress usually ends up just defunding the ability of the department to enforce these regulations. That's come through the House. It's unlikely that would make it through the Senate, but especially now with the flexibility. But that was always sort of the stick hanging out there at the end, is if these rules were going to be applied too draconianly, then Congress could take action and basically slap the Justice Department down. And that stick remains out there. Obviously, it's in the House bill, so we'll see what the Senate does.
Mm-hmm. Some say it's overreaching by the government, this whole idea.
Yeah, Senator Jim DeMint, he'd actually offered legislation, just flat-out legislation, to delay the rules, or I guess erase the rules entirely. That was blocked on the Senate floor by Democrats, but his reaction to yesterday's announcement was essentially the administration realizing that it had overreached and was backtracking. And I think that's probably a fairly safe way to interpret this, that the administration was retreating from the position that it had sort of staked out here just 4 months ago or so.
Yeah. You going swimming this weekend?
I hope so. It's I'm not a big guy for the outdoor pools. That's especially the first weekend is always, well, the first 2 months are always too cold. I can't really hit an outdoor pool until maybe August or so.
Yeah. Hey, this got to be sort of a letdown for you. You have 3 days without any real news coming in. What are you going to do?
Oh, I will create news. I plan on I'll be working somewhat on Monday. The president almost always does something at, say, Arlington for Memorial Day, and Mitt Romney will be holding a Memorial Day event with John McCain out in, I believe, San Diego. And so there will, especially in an election year, no better time to politic than on Memorial Day.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, Andy.
Take care. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. It's 425, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.